Greetings today in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith. Is he the author and finisher of your faith? Are you walking with Jesus this morning, today? Today I'd like to consider a 20-year-old dirty slave. You know, back in the time of this country, when they had slaves, slaves were not treated very well. They were black. They were not even considered as human beings. Some people did not consider their slaves as human beings. And they were just somebody that they could put to work, and they could make them, they could do anything with them they wanted. Excuse me. And but let me just take you back to one of those plantations back in the South in the early days of this country. And of course we're in the United States. So a dirty slave. This slave master was a cotton field. He had many acres of cotton, and he had many slaves. And let's say you were just one of these slaves, and you went out in the field in the morning, and you picked cotton all day long. And not because you wanted to, but because you had to. And maybe this slave master, maybe he had foremen and so forth that were out there with a whip. And if you didn't pick fast enough, he would come along and he would whip you. And you had to get so many bags full of cotton in an hour or whatever it was, and you didn't quite make it, and the slave driver came and with his whip, and he whipped you, and so you'd work faster. That's the kind of driver that you had behind you. That's the kind of environment that you found yourself in. A slave. You had to do this. You didn't have any choice. If you wanted food, if you wanted to eat, you had to work. And you had to work with diligence, even though you didn't want to. And it was dirty out there, and you didn't have much clothes to wear. No, it wasn't cold, but you didn't have much clothes to wear, and you got dirty out there in the cotton field. And you were this dirty old slave, 20-year-old slave. You weren't that old yet. But the poor treatment that you got there from your slave master. And I'd like you to consider this morning, today, that consider yourself. If you're not a born-again believer, if you're not a Christian, consider yourself. What are you a slave to? You are a slave. You are a slave. If you're not a Christian, you are a slave. You are no better off than this 20-year-old slave that I was describing to you, working out there in the cotton field with this slave driver, the devil himself. What is he driving you to? He will drive you to the fashions of the world. He will drive you to be men pleasers. He will drive you into all kinds of sin. And that sin just gets worse and worse and worse. And then you go to alcohol. And then you go to drugs. And alcohol doesn't satisfy anymore. So you go to drugs. It doesn't, alcohol doesn't give you the high anymore that you want. And you go to drugs. And you go to light drugs first, and And then you go get in deeper. It's a slavery. You're in bondage. You're in bondage. But wait a minute. Maybe you don't get into all the alcohol and drugs, but you just simply get into the habit of dressing up to please everybody else, to look beautiful. You paint yourself up and you forget that God made you beautiful. And you put on all kinds of paint and earrings and you name it. You're in bondage. You're a slave. You're a slave to the devil. Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. He wants to make you free today. He wants you to be free. You know, when you are committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you are committed to the holiness of God, not only do you want to do these things, but He, Jesus Christ, God Himself, gives you the power to live above sin. Can you imagine having lived all your life as a slave, having lived all your life as a sinner, as a slave to all these things, and now Jesus wants to make you free. Jesus wants to make you free. He wants to be the one that leads you. He wants to give you hope. He wants to give you, He wants to exchange those dirty clothes for a robe of righteousness. He wants to make you righteous, pure, holy. That's what Jesus wants to do. Can you imagine? And you say, well, what must I give? What must I give to be a child of the King? All you need to do is come as you are. Come as you are. And acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. Acknowledge that He is God. Confess your sins. And the Bible says in James, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. It's exactly what Jesus wants to do. He wants to heal you. Find someone who can help you to confess your faults. Not only to man, but God wants to hear you confess your faults. God wants to hear you. God wants to give you life. God Himself wants to wash away. God Himself wants to wash away and take away those dirty rags, that dirt, that grime that has accumulated on your in your life. God wants to wash that away and give you life. Make you beautiful. He wants to clothe you with a robe of righteousness, a beautiful robe of a king. Not just dirty rags, but He wants to give you beautiful, beautiful robes. Not of your own works, not something that you have put together, but something that God Himself gives you. And what does it take? What does it take to receive that robe of righteousness? It takes not gold or silver, not works that you can do, but it takes laying down your life. It takes acknowledging that Jesus is Lord. Just tell Jesus, you know, my testimony is that when I was a very little child, I had no idea the setting that I was in. I had no idea whether it was walking with God or not. But I just knew that I wanted to be a child of the King. I wanted to do what God wants me to do. And I told Him one day, I said, I just told God that I want to serve You. I want to serve You. And then it became a daily prayer that God would lead me in the right direction. And he would forgive all my sins. You know, I prayed that prayer daily for many, 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 many years. You know, I hope that the road to God, I hope you don't have to take the same route that I did. But you know what? I was a religious man. I grew up to be a religious man. But God, in his faithfulness, he kept working on me until finally I surrendered. I said, God, God, you are my all in all. You are the one I want to serve. And I laid down my life, and he gave me life. I confessed my sins to him, and he gave me life. I acknowledged that he is Lord. He gave me life, life more abundantly. No longer did I have to wonder if I was a child of God. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I am a child of the King. I am a son of God. He made it so clear to me. He made it so clear to me. And you can have that clarity. In John, I think it's in the first book of John. Not the Gospel of John, but the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Beautiful, beautiful words there. Gospel of John is beautiful too. John has a lot of beautiful things to write. But in 1st John, it talks about God, it talks about that we can have the assurance of salvation. It talks about, these things have I written that you may know. That you may know. And God wants us to know that we have a relationship with him. If you don't know that you have a relationship, if you don't know that you are a child of God, then there's a good chance that you're not a child of God. So, this morning, I hope that I have given you a picture of what it is to be a slave and a picture of what you can have in Christ Jesus. I mean, I could talk for hours on these things and I could only scratch the surface. So anyway, God is so good and God is so great, but he wants a walk with you. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to commune with you, and he wants for you to come to him. Our dear Heavenly Father, this morning we again bow before you. I bring this person, this individual that is listening to my words right now, I bring him to you in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to put a deep desire in this heart to be a child of the King. And I pray that you would help this person to find someone that can help him to come through to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come through in clarity and be able to confess sins and to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, that this blood of Jesus Christ might cleanse him from all sins and iniquity, and that he might walk with Jesus and be faithful to Jesus all the days of his life, or his or her. And so, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, I just commit it to you in the name of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. So God bless you. My time is up, and you have a great and wonderful day in the Lord. Trust that you will seek him with all of your heart.